There's been a major shift in Australia's political landscape. Scott Morrison's government has been eviscerated, losing at least 15 seats. Five are former Blue Ribbon Liberal seats lost to Teal independents, including Kooyong, which was held by the now former Treasurer Josh Frydenberg. Labor picked up 8 seats and looks likely to lose one or more, so it's not yet clear whether the party will be able to form a majority or have to rely on support from the crossbench to govern. Still, Anthony Albanese is the next Prime Minister, promising to run an orderly government driven by unity and optimism, not fear and division.
Tonight, the Australian people have voted for change. I am humbled by this victory, and I'm honoured to be given the opportunity to serve as the 31st Prime Minister of Australia. My Labor team will work every day to bring Australians together, and I will lead a government worthy of the people of Australia. A government as courageous and hardworking and caring as the Australian people are themselves.
The Coalition's hopes of a fourth term were destroyed by voters in Liberal heartland, and by the end of the night, Scott Morrison had resigned as Liberal leader.
I've always believed in Australians and their judgment, and I've always been prepared to accept their verdicts. And tonight they have delivered their verdict. And I congratulate Anthony Albanese and the Labor Party, and I wish him and his government all the very best. To my colleagues tonight who have had to deal with very difficult news and have lost their seats tonight, I, as leader, take responsibility for the wins and the losses. That is the burden and that is the responsibility of leadership. And as a result, I will be handing over the leadership at the next party room meeting to ensure that the party can be taken forward under new leadership, which is the appropriate thing to do.
Scott Morrison there. We'll examine what lies ahead for Labor and the Liberals soon. But first, political reporter Stephanie Boris takes a look at how the night unfolded.
Good evening. Voting is now closing on the East Coast as Australia decides whether...
Good evening. After 6 long weeks, it's over.
At 6 o'clock, 6 weeks of campaigning officially came to an end and the counting of votes began. A warning from ABC's election analyst Anthony Green, it was going to be a long night.
This is, again, a very difficult picture to pull apart. It's not clear what this is producing. At the best, at the moment, I'm seeing is a hung parliament.
The election, not just a contest between Labor and Liberal.
There's a resolute one-third of Australians that really doesn't want to put the pencil tick in the column of either of the major parties.
A teal bar for the Liberals, losing 5 seats to independents, all women. McKellar on Sydney's northern beaches, as well as North Sydney, and Blue Ribbon Wentworth, which covers Sydney's eastern suburbs. In Victoria, the seat of Goldstein went from blue to teal, but by far the biggest loss for the Liberals, Josh Frydenberg.
Bit of a different atmosphere to 3 years ago, but still a lot of shouting.
The Treasurer and Deputy Liberal Leader, another casualty of the Teals. Once tipped to be a future Prime Minister, Josh Frydenberg is not conceding yet, but gave what sounded like a farewell speech.
To the people of Australia, I say thank you. Thank you for giving me the privilege to be your Treasurer.
Among those reflecting the outcome was one of the Liberals' most senior ministers, Simon Birmingham.
There is clearly a big movement against us, and there is clearly a big message in it. We still have voters, no doubt, in those electorates who have voted for Teal candidates who want to see a party that reflects values of economic liberalism, of low tax, of support for private enterprise, but also reflects values of equality and seriously addressing climate change.
Former Deputy Liberal Leader Julie Bishop.
They must address the issue of women in the party. So many Liberal women told me they did not see their concerns, their interests reflected in a party.
Labor was also not immune from the rise of independents. Christina Keneally unable to win the previously Labor-safe seat of Fowler in Sydney's West.
We're seeing some really unpredictable results right around the country.
There was also a higher number of voters backing the Greens, specifically in Queensland, the minor party picking up the Liberal-held seat of Ryan. It could also win Griffith and Brisbane. Greens leader Adam Band.
We've just had 3 years of droughts and then fires and now floods and then floods again. Increasingly what we're seeing is that that cuts across all voting persuasions.
The shift in voter sentiment to independents and the Greens will take crossbench numbers to record levels. The primary vote for both the major parties has dropped, but Labor's Tanya Plibersek isn't fazed.
I don't know how often I need to say this. A win's a win's a win. So you're all very focused on the primary vote. We've seen that the primary vote has fractured everywhere. There's a rise of minor parties. That is undeniable.
Over in Western Australia, there was a dramatic shift from blue to red, which included two Liberal ministers losing their seats.
Western Australia's behaved completely differently from the rest of the country.
Labor picking up four electorates, Swan, Pearce, Hasluck and Tangney. The one party, though, that looks like it hasn't picked up or lost any seats is the Nationals. Leader Barnaby Joyce is distancing himself from the Liberals.
Why would I be blamed for it? We've won every seat.
Clearly, well, there is no
coalition party. There is the Nationals and the Liberals.
But the Liberal losses left the outgoing Prime Minister with little choice but to accept responsibility.
I've always believed in Australians and their judgment, and I've always been prepared to accept their verdicts. And tonight they have delivered their verdict, and I congratulate Anthony Albanese and the Labor Party.
Scott Morrison promising to stay on as the member for Cook, but not the leader of the Liberal Party. Saturday was described by Scott Morrison as a night of disappointment, a stark contrast to Labor's night of celebration.
Australians have chosen, and they have chosen hope.
Labor's Penny Wong introducing Anthony Albanese to the stage in Sydney, her message carefully crafted, acknowledging voter sentiment.
A government for women.
Addressing a rowdy and excited crowd, Anthony Albanese promised to unite the country.
Tonight, the Australian people have voted for change. I am humbled by this victory. During this campaign, I have put forward a positive, clear plan for a better future for our country. And I have shared the two principles that will drive a government that I lead. No one left behind, because we should always look after the disadvantaged and the vulnerable. But also no one held back, because we should always support aspiration and opportunity.
Mr. Albanese will be sworn in as Australia's 31st Prime Minister on Monday, but it's not yet known if his party will form a majority government. The outcome of several key seats remains unclear and could stay like that for days. A hung parliament still a possibility.
Stephanie Boris reporting.